Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Spirit FM. And now, connecting through the eyes of medium Sarah May, all seeing, all sensing, all knowing. Sarah May, the celebrity's choice, the top UK medium of TV and radio, will be sharing her natural empathic healing gift with you to communicate to the spirit world, sharing music, special guests, and much more. The airwaves are now open to connect. Call Sarah now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or connect to Blog Talk Radio / Mike Spirit FM and connect via Skype. And now, please welcome Sarah May.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are. And you are listening to Sarah May, Connecting Through the Eyes of Medium Sarah May. And that was just a little ad, which you will hear quite frequently from our Mike Davis, who actually owns Mike Spirit FM. And we're looking forward to seeing all of those that want to come in Neath in Wales in February for our first roadshow. So we'll probably play that a couple of times. Take a note of the number and get in touch with us if you want tickets. Okay, so we're really looking forward to that. Right, well, I'm doing the show all on my little Jack Jones tonight. I thought I'd sort of dedicate a chakra evening to all of you listeners with songs in between each reading. And what I'm going to do is play chakra colour songs, just songs that are related to the chakras. And then as each caller comes in, I'm going to dedicate that colour, the chakra colour, to you. And I'm going to do a reading. Now, when I do that, I'll probably scan. Because I'll probably use my Reiki and all of my energies to link in with you individually. And then we will ask somebody from Spirit to come through and see what they have to say. So I'm looking forward to doing that. It's a little bit of a challenge for me. It's the first time I've done it on the radio. And I welcome all of you callers in. If you do want to dial in, the telephone number is 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Now, that is an American line, free from America. If you do want to call outside of America, it is going to cost you, and you would prefix with 001, okay? The other way of getting hold of us is to have a Blog Talk Radio account and come through via Skype. So you click on as though you're listening to the show. You'll see the number on the right-hand side, and directly on the right-hand side of that number will be the Skype button. Just click on that and you'll come through to the lovely producer. Okay? So please do that. I'm going to try and interact with everybody in the chat room as well. So we've got a three-way thing going on. I'm presenting a show, doing readings, and interacting in chat. So I want to involve everybody with this. I want a really big energy going. And I'll probably be talking about the colours in the chat room. And if you want to get involved with that, that's lovely. If you don't, then just have a chat amongst yourselves. Absolutely fine by me. We do have a queue of callers already. I would like to welcome Norway. We have Bista. I'm sure if you've been listening to the Mike Spirit FM radio shows, you've been hearing from Bista. You've been hearing her voice. She's been on Mike's shows and a couple of the other shows as well. And I'd like to welcome any of her followers in Norway. Very welcome to the show. Okay, and of course, we've got people all over the world as well. Because obviously, we're on the internet. We can cover far and as far away as we want to. All you have to do is click on the link. Do share it with your friends, the Mike Spirit. Do share Mike Spirit with your friends, because there is a show on every night of the week, and we're growing. You know, we're growing with strength. We work together as a team, and we're looking forward to doing quite a few tours as well. We will be coming to Norway in April. Okay, so just watch out for that, but we're going to get Wales out of the way first. Okay, thought I might share something with you, which is sort of one of these little happenings that happens to me in my life in the work that I do. I'm not going to mention any names with this, but I've often predicted to people who have wanted babies that they've got babies coming. And I had a lovely lady who... So for 4 years was sort of coming to see me on and off to my audiences and stuff like that. And she didn't actually tell me that she had fertility problems until, I don't know, a few readings in. And we predicted that she would get pregnant and that the baby would be due around about the Christmas time, Boxing Day. And lo and behold, this year I got a lovely text out of the blue from this lady who'd been waiting 4 years for this little one to be conceived. And I knew the minute I saw her name that she was going to say to me, "Sarah, I'm pregnant." And she was so excited. And the nice thing is, this has happened to me a couple of times, sometimes on inbox in Facebook, sometimes on a one-to-one or texting, where babies have been predicted, and then towards the end, when the babies are due, they tend to come back in contact with me again. And this lady was due on Boxing Day, and she's gone over. And the exciting thing about it is, I will probably see this child, which is surreal, really, isn't it? Because we knew about the child, little girl, before she was to come into the world. And then obviously we're going to see her as well. So it's a little bit spooky. So I just wanted to share that with you. And that's really nice that I have followed through with somebody on a psychic level and physically on the earth level as well. So there we go. I'm not going to mention any names because obviously that's down to her. But I do wish her all the very best. I know she's a little bit uncomfortable at the moment. And if she's listening, she knows who she is. There we go. Right, I think we should go into the first song. Now, the chakras, I don't know if any of you are aware of chakras. Some of you may be, and some of you may not be. But I'm a Reiki master, but I was using chakras when I developed myself over 20 years ago in a group. And I will tell you all the colours of the chakras. Going from down to up, we have red, which is your base chakra. Orange, just above where your spleen is. Yellow is your solar plexus, where your tummy is. Green is your heart chakra. Pale blue will be the throat. Indigo is the third eye, the forehead. And just above that, you've got purple, which is your high spiritual colour. Okay? So I'm going to use these chakra colours individually with each caller that comes in for a reading. So if you're the red person, you'll come in and I will probably talk to you, do a little bit of an exercise maybe to bring spirit in. Everything's safe, there's nothing to worry about. And then I'll unlock and see where I go around you to see who's there in the spirit world to bring you messages. Yes, you can ask questions. Yes, please do interact with me. That's what it's all about. It's a two-way thing, caring and sharing. I'm giving and you're sharing back with me. And of course, we've got the spirit world there as a middle link as well. Right. So those are your seven chakras. So I'm looking forward to reading for the people that will be coming online. And I think what we'll do, we'll go over to the first song, which is by Krista Burr, and it's Lady in Red. I'll see you after the song. There we go, Lady in Red by Krista Burr. And I do believe that we have Kim on the line. Are you there, Kim?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, darling. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good. Have you been listening in?
I have, yes.
Good. You never quite
know. Yeah, this is the first time I've ever called, though, so...
Oh, that's interesting. Well, you're very welcome, sweetheart, and thank you for calling in. I'm doing things slightly differently this week. Normally I have a guest on, we have songs and music, and we do readings, mediumistic readings. But this week I'm still doing the same, but I'm running the show completely on my own this week and bringing in the chakra colours and using the healing while I'm doing it. Okay?
Okay.
So have you ever had a reading before, Kim?
Yes, I have. Yep.
Okay, so you used to
be... I'm a big fan of Blog Talk Radio, so...
Okay, darling. All right, right. What I want to do with you, your chakra colour that we're using is red, okay?
Okay.
And this is your base chakra. This is about grounding, all right? It doesn't necessarily mean that you personally are not grounded, but it's your seat. It's where you sit down. It's where you belong. It's where you feel comfortable. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to have a quick look at you, and I'm just going to scan over you. I probably will bring somebody through from Spirit. I may give you some validations, and I'll just see where it goes with you. Okay. I'm doing it slightly differently this week because I'm scanning you and I'm bringing in Spirit as well. So I just want to have a look at you. I'm just looking around your tummy area, sweetheart. Now, this could be you or it could be somebody in the spirit world, okay?
Okay.
And my feeling is it's not necessarily physical. It's all about energy. So don't worry about physical health here.
Okay.
To me, when I look at the stomach, it's about worry and emotions, okay? Maybe a lot going on, a little bit of an eruption around your stomach area, okay? So don't know whether you've had a few problems around your stomach yourself, sweetheart, or whether it's the person in the spirit world that's drawing me to that area.
Okay.
Do you understand this?
Yes, I have anxiety, and I have lots of cramping and stuff too, so...
I thought so. So that's the area that I'm going to, and I'm looking at your stomach, and I'm just putting a little bit of red in there to give you a little bit of healing. And what I want you to do, sweetheart, if you can, is breathe in nice and slowly the colour red, okay, as though it's coming right down from the back of your nose down to your stomach, okay, and then blow it out with the colour white.
Okay.
Okay, so that's almost like released something within you. As I've done that, I've got a gentleman drawing in closely to me, and he's making me feel like I've got something with the right hand side, something wrong with the right hand side of my neck, either glands or a problem around the neck area. Now, is this himself, or is he talking about somebody in the earth place?
I think he's talking about me, and it's on my left side.
Okay, I'm on the opposite side then, but he's just bringing me towards that right-hand side. Okay. Right. The gentleman is sort of, I'd say he's, I don't know how old he is, because sometimes people look older and younger, but he's definitely past middle age, okay? He's not, I wouldn't say he's at the 70s. I'd say that he's between, say, 50, 60, 65. All right, that's the way I see him anyway. That's the way he's showing himself to me. He likes to wear a heavy cardigan with buttons on the front of it, like toggles on the front of it, okay? And he's a little bit robust as well, okay? He's robust in nature as well. And he's drawing me towards his throat area and telling me that there was something wrong around his throat as well, okay? Now, I want to give you the name David, but I'm not actually saying that this is his name, but he's given a David link around you, sweetheart. Can you take that, Kim?
Yeah, I'm not sure who David is, though.
But you can take the gentleman.
Yeah, I think so. A family friend, yeah.
Okay, darling. Yeah, I didn't feel like he was a parent, but he's a little bit like a fatherly figure, though. Okay, he was of good advice. He was very robust man. He's also talking about a Robert. Who's Robert?
Robert? I'm not sure.
Just take those two names, David and Robert, and have a think about them. He's given me an April link around you, Kim. He's talking about April. So is this birthdays or passings?
Okay.
Yeah, because it might bring somebody else in if it's a passing, okay? But just take that April link. He's showing me a lounge, which is, I'd say, quite large, quite light, lots of windows there. But it feels like, I don't know whether I've got wooden floors and I wanted to put a rug down or a carpet down. Do you know where I am with this room?
Hmm.
Yeah?
I'm not sure now.
Okay. Are you
a coffee lounge, you said?
Well, it's a lounge, okay?
Okay.
And there's lots of windows. It's quite bright, and it's quite big, but it feels cold. You know, when I walk in there, I feel cold, and I feel like I want to put a rug down. So has anybody been talking about getting a new carpet or a new rug?
We have talked about replacing our carpet, but we're also trying to move. So
yeah, because if you hear what I said beforehand, I said, are you moving? And I was thinking, if you don't already know about this room, because I've got the carpet connection with you, but I've also got move as well.
Okay.
I feel like the room that you move into, again, will have a wooden floor, but it will need a big rug because you like to have something under your feet. I also feel that the lounge in this property has two windows at the front and two windows at the back, so it's a large room.
Okay.
Well lit. It's well lit from the front and the back. And I feel like it needs new curtains as well. Right. I'm wondering if the David will connect in when this happens. But who's got the October birthday, Kim?
October. Nobody. We have an anniversary there.
Our anniversary, okay, because they just gave me October with you. Okay. They're showing me a pair of shoes as well here. I don't know why. They're like ladies' brand shoes. They're quite sensible shoes. So is this the lady in spirit that likes to wear really comfortable, sensible shoes?
Okay.
Do you understand this?
I'm not sure. I'll have to look into it.
Okay, I've got a lady with pretty small feet. I mean, I don't know what your sizes are, but they look like they're size 5 here. Unless, of course, it's you. It's your shoes. But I do want to say, who is it that's nursing or wanting to do the nursing?
Who wants to do nursing?
Yeah.
I've contemplated about it.
Okay, so that's you, sweetheart. That's why I'm putting those shoes on you. I feel like they're sensible shoes in order to work, because I don't know whether you should be wearing sensible shoes. That's what they're showing. They're showing me new shoes and sensible shoes. So if you don't actually do the nursing, you'll do something which is involved with caring for people. Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you want to ask me any questions, darling?
Can you get any timelines as to when our house will sell?
So you got your house up for sale. Okay, let's have a look. Did you put it up for sale in April?
Yes, you're correct.
That's the April link then.
Okay.
I'm getting one full year.
Okay.
I don't know if you put it up for sale on the 12th of April, sweetheart, where you can look back at your documents, but somebody's just said 12th of April. Okay. And who's the person that suffers with a bad knee? Right-hand side.
Back knee.
Something wrong with my knee. I feel like I've pulled a tendon or there's something wrong with cartilage.
My husband had surgery on his knee.
That's your husband then, sweetheart. Okay, I've got another person with me from the spirit world and they're making my face tingle. I've got a really tingly face, okay? It feels like circulation. There's something wrong with my circulation, or maybe there was numbness there. I don't feel like it's a stroke, but I do feel like there's something wrong around that face area. Do you understand this?
Yeah, possibly my mother-in-law.
Yes, because, you know, when I talked about the knee with your husband, I got a sense it was somebody in his family, so it's his mother.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
She talks about a Catherine. Who's Catherine?
Catherine.
Katie.
I don't know a Catherine.
Katie or Catherine. Can you check on his side of the family for me? It could be cousins.
Yes.
I feel like I'm on the sidelines. She's given me a May link as well, something to do with May. So this is going to be birthdays or passings.
My birthday.
Thank you, darling. So she's wishing you happy birthday for May. I know that's a bit early, but obviously you're speaking to me now, and she wants to give you this information now. She also strongly links in the November month, and she's talking about a Thomas or a Tom.
Oh, yeah, that's my dad.
Is he in spirit as well, darling?
No, he's not. He's still alive.
Don't worry. What spirit do is they give me the names of people that are here and people that are on the earth plane. Okay. So she's just giving that link around you, because that's you mentioned your birthday and your dad as well. So I do feel around your move, darling, you're going to have a full year. So there's a little bit of a wait. You're contemplating whether to buy a new carpet or not. If needs be, just something cheap, something very cheap. Obviously, you know, it's not going to be worth you. And it may even be the clincher that sells the house as well.
Okay.
I can see a number 41 here.
41.
It's a door number, or it's an age, or it's a year. It's 41. So could you please watch out for number 41?
Okay.
There we go, sweetheart. I'm hoping your tummy settles down and you're less anxious. And I'd like to thank you so much for calling into the show.
And, thank you so much.
You know you can listen back to your reading, don't you, in the archives?
Okay, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
That's a pleasure. Thank you, Kim, darling.
All right, take care.
There we go. Thanks, Kim. There was Kim.
Bye-bye.
And that was our red chakra. And we're now going over to song number 2. I struggled with this one a little bit, I've got to be honest with you. But I found a song. I mean, I'd rather have chosen another one, because apparently there's a song with orange in the title by gorgeous Michael Bublé. But I found a song called Orange in the Sky, and that's coming next. And then after that, we'll have the next caller.
Out of an orange colored sky, flash, bam, alakazam, wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange colored view, wham, bam, alakazam, I got a look at you. Love came and hit me in the eye.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship
at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 0741116 8396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Wow, there we go. Mike Davis, who is in the chat room if anybody wants to pop onto the blog talk and have a little bit of a chat. He's actually producing the show this evening. I'd like to thank him for that. He wanted to watch Titanic. You know, that's really sad, isn't it, when he could have been with me. He'll probably curry it a bit. We have the orange chakra, and we have a lovely caller on the line by the name of Tina. Are you there, Tina?
Hi.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm surviving. That's about all I can say.
Oh, well, you need a little bit of this then, hopefully, sweetheart. Hopefully we can help you. You've got the orange chakra here, darling, and to me, that is about physical relationships, okay? Not always. I mean, everybody's different, but it's the way that I look at it. It's also about vitality and energy as well. Orange is really good for energy, okay? I'm just going to have a little bit of a look at you and see where I'm going with you, sweetheart. And I'm just scanning you with orange. And I'm drawn towards your hands. Who is it around you in the spirit world or yourself who has something wrong with their hands, aching hands? Because my hands are really aching.
Well, my husband used to truck drive a lot, so he used his hands, you know.
Okay. And is he in the spirit world or is he here, sweetheart?
He's in the spirit world.
Okay, darling. Well, he's with me because my hands are really aching, okay? And I'm going to bring him in. But before I do that, I just want you to breathe with me, okay? From the back of your nose down to your stomach, the colour orange. Breathe it down. And then blow out with white. All right, darling. That's for a little bit of energy for you. Now, let's just see what we've got with this gentleman that I've got with me. Okay. I'm not sure if it's his name, but he does give me the name of John around you. So do you connect anywhere with a John or a John A? Or did he?
No.
Right. Take it anyway. It could be on the earth plane, but just take that name because you're just giving it to me. He also gives me the month of January as well. So is this around you or your family or him, a passing, or is it a birthday?
I'm not really sure at this moment, no.
Okay. I know I had aching hands, but my head's aching now, all around my ears, and I feel like I've got quite a bad headache. So is this him or somebody around you that suffers with this?
He was in a terrible accident and hit his head.
Okay, sweetheart, because it felt like it was pounding, literally. And there must have been something happened around the back of his neck, because my neck feels very weak, okay? I do want to say to you that he's actually not got this now, that he's passed on, and obviously he's clear of all of this, but he's just bringing it to me so that I can give you the symptoms, so that you can understand that he is here, okay?
Okay.
He's showing me two rings. Now, what's happened with the two rings? Did he have two rings? Or did he get... I mean, I know, obviously, if you've got a husband, you're going to have a wedding ring and an engagement ring.
We were supposed to purchase our wedding band before he passed.
Oh, sweetie. I'm so sorry. So, I'm presuming you didn't have the rings?
Not yet. I'm still intending on getting them.
Yes, that's what I was going to say to you. And I was thinking, Sarah, don't say that to her, because maybe she doesn't want to buy these rings, but it isn't about me. It's about the information that's been given to me. He's saying, do go and get them. Do go and get them.
Yes, ma'am.
He is actually saying that one will be a different shade to the other, so they won't be identical. They need to be different.
Right.
One of the rings is frosted, almost like it's frosted, with jewels in it, and the other one is a plain band. And he's telling me that you will be able to afford them as well. They will be affordable.
Okay.
Did you know his ring size before he passed?
No, I can't remember.
Right. I don't know whether you'll see a ring. I don't know. Have you got small hands, sweetheart?
No, ma'am.
You've got large hands. I don't know
ma'am.
What the ring sizes are in America, but they're giving me an S. Size
okay.
S. Okay. Those are the sizes that we have. We have P, S, T, I think, from memory. It's a while since I've had a wedding ring. But they're giving me size S, okay? And he's telling me that the ring will actually be in a blue box with silver dainty scroll on the outside of the box.
Okay.
Okay. Why is he talking about a tray? I know that sounds silly, but has your tray broken, or have you been sort of having meals on a tray in front of the settee, in front of the television?
Do what now? I'm sorry, one more time.
He's telling me about a tray.
A tray?
A tray is where you put your food on it and you have a meal on your lap. He's talking about a tray. Is there a picture of a dog on the tray?
Not that I remember, no.
Right, for some reason I can see the picture of a dog on a tray, unless he's just drawing my attention to a dog while he's talking about the tray, but it's a white dog. Is there a white dog relevant in your family history, sweetheart, or around you?
Oh, what now?
White dog.
A white dog?
Or white dog, or have you got a picture of a white wolf somewhere?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Can you have a think about it? Because it's to me, he's saying white dog, and I'm guessing the words white wolf. So it will be relevant with you somewhere, okay? I strongly feel, has there just been an anniversary passed?
Our anniversary?
Yeah, is December an anniversary of somebody?
No, he just passed in November.
Oh, November, sorry. I knew something had passed. Is it only recently that he's passed, sweetheart?
Do what?
Only recently that he's passed.
Anybody recently?
Your husband, is he only passed recently?
Yes, ma'am, November 8th.
Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. Let's just see what else we can get. Who's Joe?
Joe? I don't know anyone.
Feel like it's a gentleman. Is it a second name? Somebody Joe?
I don't know of anyone.
Or a lady, somebody Joe? Something like Mary Joe, or I just feel like I've got a Joe somewhere. Have a think about it. Don't worry about it. Because you can listen back and with the archives, okay, and place anything that you didn't place with me on the radio.
Okay.
Right. Do you want to ask me anything?
Does he have anything that he would like to say to his daughter?
To his daughter, did you say, or his father?
Yes.
Which one, sweetheart? I didn't hear you very well.
I said, is there anything he would like for me to tell his daughter for him?
Daughter, okay. Okay, just as an evidential link, he's given me the month of May. Is this relevant?
She graduates in May.
There we go. So what we're saying here is that he's going to be there in May. He's very proud. In fact, he's a very proud man, actually. I feel he's very well turned out. And I feel was he funny about his shoes?
Yes.
He's showing me really shiny shoes. And he's saying, you make sure she polishes her shoes.
Okay.
Not that, he's just saying, you know, it turned out really nicely. He will be really proud.
Okay.
Have you been thinking about buying her some sort of a frame and putting a picture in it?
A frame for her picture?
I don't know. He's just telling me about a picture frame and putting a picture in it.
Yes, before he passed, we got one of her senior pictures. I haven't got a frame yet.
Okay, darling, so we've got to do the rings and we've got to do the frames, but we don't want to pressure you too much because you've got to have a little bit of time to yourself to come to terms with what's happened, haven't you? But it's just evidential. He's not pressurizing you. He's just telling me about the things that you know about so that you know that he's with you, okay?
Okay.
He's telling me he arrived very safely and very quickly into the spirit world. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, he's completely free of pain. He's talking about a Mary or a Marie. Who's Mary or Marie?
Mary is his grandmother.
Okay, so she must have been there with him when he passed. Okay. So
okay.
He was fine. He was looked after. I think the main thing is that you just didn't get the chance to say goodbye, did you, sweetie? But he is all around you, and he brings a certain smell as well. What's that smell?
I don't know. I've had different things happening around here that I'm not really sure about, and smells.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought there was a smell. I'm trying to think what that smell is. It's not perfume. It's food. Have you been smelling food?
Yes.
Was it his favorite meal?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, sweetie, I'm sorry to upset you.
You're fine.
I just know that he's bringing, he's not, because often I get the smell of perfume, but he's bringing food, the smell of food. He liked his food. He really
yes, he loved
his,
my cooking. Yes.
He really, really misses that so much. And he's
yes,
saying,
ma'am.
Don't give up cooking because you haven't wanted to cook. Do you understand?
That's right. Yes,
don't
ma'am.
Don't give up your cooking, sweetheart. That's why I saw the tray, because it's almost like I can't be bothered to cook properly. And I just, you know, what I want to say to you is, although I know you don't want to do it, because food is about emotions, okay? And we just don't want to eat. When we're really low, we don't want to eat. But you need the energy. And I really think that I can see some sort of... to me, in England, it's called a Lancashire hot pot, which is like a stew with almost like scones on top. Do you understand this? Do you make something like that?
Yes, ma'am.
That, and I think you make it all from scratch, don't you? You make the stew and you make scones as well individually, don't you?
Yes.
You do? I think doing that is going to help you because it's something methodical for you to put your mind to. It's a healing for you.
Okay.
And what's happening
okay.
is you're going to do it and you'll see it and you'll think, well, I've done that. Okay. But I think you're feeling sad because you would normally prepare it for him. And it's almost like you're saying, I'm not going to do it because he's not there to eat it.
Okay.
But he wants you to.
Okay.
He wants you to do it. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Who's Marcus?
Marcus?
Marcus, or something sounding like Marcus?
I don't know.
Okay. Sorry about these names. Some of them come in really clearly and others are just, you know, maybe you'll hear from a Marcus. But I feel that quite strongly, the name Marcus. So just wait and see what happens around that. Okay. And this gentleman's giving me number 4. Does number 4 have any relevance to you?
Yes.
Okay, darling. I'm going to thank this lovely gentleman for coming through to you, bringing the love through to his daughter. He will be there. He will show you signs when she graduates in May. She's going to do very well. And you will gradually feel stronger and start smiling again.
Okay,
darling. Thank you so much for calling into the show. I really wish I could have spent a lot longer with you, but I do know, I feel from this gentleman in spirit so much love for you. I could wrap my arms around you. And he listens to you. He listens to you. He's also shown me a silver key. It might be on a necklace. Or it's something to do with a silver key.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Thank you so much.
Calling in. You can listen back in the archives. If you click back on after the show's finished, you'll be able to listen back to your reading and all the information that's given to you. And I give you my love. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for calling in. Oh, there we go. Heartbreaking, the lovely Tina. And that's what this is all about. We're going to go through to the next song, and I'm hoping, Tina, if you're still listening, that this is really going to lift you, because this chakra colour is yellow, and it's all about inspiration, upliftment, intelligence, higher thinking. So there we go, Coldplay and Yellow.
How to shine for you. stars, how they shine for me, and all the things that you do.
Wow. I thought he was going to say yellow at the end then, and he didn't. I wasn't ready for that. Love that song. That's one of my favourite songs. I think Coldplay are so spiritual. I really do. Okay, so I do believe we have Ian on the line. Are you there, Ian?
Hello?
Oh, it's not Ian. I forgot your name wrong, sweetheart.
That's fine. My name's Laurie.
Laurie. Hello, yeah. Sweetheart. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Oh, well, I need... thank you, I'm fine.
Goody, goody,
I'm
good.
I'm so happy to get a reading with you.
Oh, it's nice for you to come through, darling. Well, your colour is yellow, okay? And yellow is like your tummy area, your solar plexus area, which can be about emotions, but also it can be about inspiration. Okay, so it'd be interesting to see what's going on with you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have a quick scan and have a look and see what I can see with you, Laurie, before I link in. Okay, I've got elbows. Has anybody got a problem with their elbows?
No.
Locked elbows or what's it called when you get a frozen elbow or a tennis elbow?
Tennis elbow? No.
Anybody had that? No. Okay, well, I'm not giving it to you, but I got locked elbows, something to do with elbows, or even, is somebody going to the gym and pulling the, you know, you sit down on that thing and you pull it and you do the exercise. Is somebody talking about going to the gym?
No, I've been thinking about working out, though, but I haven't.
That's
done
you.
Yeah.
I'm getting
to.
Everybody moving today. Because I'm just moving my elbows almost like I'm on a rowing machine. Okay, so just telling me about that, sweetheart. Okay. Okay, let's get the colour yellow with you then, darling. And if you could just breathe in from the back of your nose and breathe down the colour yellow down to your stomach. Okay, breathe it down. Breathe it down. And then blow out with the colour white. Okay. Right. I feel with you, you've got a big lack of energy. Almost feel like I need to uplift you and get you moving. Okay. I don't know whether you've been a little bit depressed and depleted. And I also feel like, are you looking towards getting a new job? Have you been applying for a job or looking at changing your career?
Yeah, yesterday I was a little sick like nerve-wise, and then... yeah, I know I got to move forward doing something.
Okay. Are you working at the moment, sweetheart?
No. I've been going to college.
You've been going to college. But is that coming to a close?
I haven't decided if I'm going to go back or I'm kind of wanting to do real estate, but I'm a little hesitant. I don't know why that is.
Good. Okay, because color is often yellow is often the color of inspiration. Okay, as I said earlier, higher intellect, it helps to get you moving. It gives you clarity and it gives you wisdom. Okay, and almost like out of nowhere you get the ideas. And I think you've got a lot of ideas, but you just need to push yourself forwards, to actually get moving with it. All right. I do feel like there's a gentleman around you in the spirit world, though, and I'd say he's more like a fatherly figure around you or a grandfather, sweetheart, or even stepdad, something like that. I feel like he had something wrong with his chest area. I feel he was quite chesty, and I feel like he had a husky voice as well. You know, you get this husky voice with somebody. He does give me the month of February, either as a link around him or a link around yourself.
If it's my dad, he was born in February.
It is your dad, darling, and it was dad. The minute I said dad, I knew he was there. And it's almost like I need my dad, you know. I know when some of us, like, you know, we often think, I want my mom. But to my sense, I almost feel like you're wanting your dad, do you understand? And it's not just because he's in the spirit world, it's just that feeling that you could talk to him, and my feeling is that he left this world too quickly, I don't know whether he left the world younger than he should have done, but he's telling me I left this world too quickly, or he passed quickly.
Well, I tried to catch him. I mean, I tried to fly back before he passed, but I got there and, he was already, but I went to the hospital, his room.
Okay, darling, so that's what that was. He left too quickly. But he saw you when you came into the room. Why can I see, I don't know, did you have a checked blouse on, or have you got a checked blouse or worn one recently?
A checkered blouse?
Yes.
No.
Okay. I can see a black and white checkered blouse. Who does this belong to?
I don't know.
You've never had one?
No, I don't like to wear checkers.
Ah, that's unusual. Is it somebody in your family that wears it then? Was there somebody around at that time that was wearing this blouse?
Not that no. I know.
All right, just have a think about it, because I could got it, and it's a weird thing to say, and it couldn't have come from nowhere, but I just see this checkered blouse, so this is going to be relevant around you, or you need to think back with it. Okay. He's also giving me the month of September as well. So is the birthdays and celebrations around the month of September? Are you still there, Laurie?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I don't know of any.
Okay, just take the month of September and just have a think about that, sweetie, because he's just showing that to me. I feel like I've got blood pressure as well because my forehead is tingling and drawing in. Okay, so did he struggle with his chest and have the blood pressure?
Yeah, exactly. He wouldn't take it. He had a bad heart.
Okay, because I had symptoms where I knew that physically I wasn't well. You understand, and he's just giving me this feeling of my heart pulling and my blood pressure, because I can feel it with the forehead as well. Right, okay. He's giving me the 12th of January. It could be a memory link, or it could be something happening around you, but please take a note of the 12th of January for future. And are there two or three children around you, sweetheart? He's just telling me about, yeah?
There are two. My two boys are here for Christmas, and my one son, and just came back after being gone for a year. He's only visiting for a little bit, and then he's leaving again, and then the other one, and it's like, I don't know if I don't know what's wrong with me.
I think you almost like you're a little bit lethargic. And a little bit low. It's almost like you need a tonic, you need a pick-me-up, you need something to pick you up. Do you understand?
I'm not tired as much as I am. Like, I feel pulled and anxietied out.
Okay. I think it's almost like, I know you say you feel pulled with anxiety, but I don't get the feeling that it is anxiety. I get the feeling is that you're not moving in the right directions in life, and you're wanting and needing to make change, but you don't know where to do this.
Yeah, like I'm struggling, like I'm just drowning.
Yeah, and what I will say to you is look, I feel like there's something on the internet to be looking at, either it's an agency or a job site or something like that, whereby you could maybe do some work. It could be some agency work, which will just be quick fix for you. Do you understand? To get you back into the workplace. I do see you finishing your college work as well. So I do feel that you will finish the college work. This work could be something that's added on as an extra. Okay? I do want to give you a name, Michael. Who's Michael around you?
You know, I don't know a Michael.
You don't know a Michael?
Steve?
Was there something you wanted to ask me, sweetheart? Hello?
I'm sorry?
Was there something that you wanted to ask me?
Oh, yeah. I don't know a Michael, but I see a... is there a Steve?
Is this on a love relationship level?
A friendship, yeah.
Right. The minute you said the name Steve, I went, ooh. I just... That there was a block of some sort, sweetheart. So I'm not saying that he's nasty or unkind or anything like that, but I just get a sense that he withdraws a little bit. He blows hot and cold. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
He can come in and confuse you, and you get a sense that it's going to be more than just friendship. And then I feel that he pulls back from you as well. Okay? And I feel I want to give you the name Michael. I feel I want to give you a Michael. Okay? As being relevant around you. And I think Michael will connect around a new job. Something to do with a new job.
Okay.
Okay? Because you've got a job coming up. And I think it will be positive energy for you. You will be happy about it. You don't know about it at the moment, but you will do. And I definitely want to give you the 12th of January has been relevant around you, so please just keep an eye on that date, okay? Because there's something there for you, all right? I also can see clearly number 16. So does number 16 link anywhere, either in the month or on a door?
The 16th?
Could be the 16th, yes. Is that relevant with you?
No, I don't know anything about
okay.
it.
Okay. Is any of your children 16?
No.
Not somebody's age. Could you take number 16? Because it's quite clearly put in front of me. Number 16. And it's in big white letters. And it's on a black background. So I don't know why that is. I don't know whether you're going to be involved with teaching or something like that. But I can see a blackboard with white letters on it. Okay. So that's going to be relevant around you. All right. And I do feel that this Michael will come in around you as well. Do you ever feel quite pulled in around your chest, almost like it becomes quite restrictive?
My chest?
Yes.
Not really.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Top of my neck. Yeah. It's almost like a stress thing with you, and I feel like there's a rash or something there around the neckline. Okay. If this isn't you, it's somebody around you, because they're just making me very much aware of this. Okay. Okay. Whose birthday is in May, darling?
Whose birthday is in May? I don't know anybody's May? No, I don't
is
know.
Is Steve's birthday in May, or is there any connection around Steve in May?
I think his is in March.
March, okay. Well, I'll just get Steve and May, because I've got Steve, Link, and May. So maybe something may happen around about the May month, okay. But I do feel, I want to give you the name Michael, and I feel this is very strongly connected around you, sweetheart. I think the fact that you've got the colour yellow is very relevant with you, because you need upliftment, okay. And almost like concentrate on the colour yellow to bring you almost like something to uplift you, the sunshine, to brighten you up a little bit. Okay, and take your dad's love, sweetheart, because he is all around you. Try and place that black and white gingham blouse. Somebody may be wearing it tomorrow. You'll know about it. And what I want to say to you is thank you so much for calling into the show, and I wish you all the very best.
Well, thank you very much. You have a good
day. Okay, bye, darling. And you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, darling. Bye, Laurie. See you.
Bye-bye.
See you. There we go. The lovely Laurie and the colour yellow. Next colour we have is the colour green, which is your heart area. It's about your heart chakra. Okay, and with this, we have the fantastic Will Young and Evergreen.
You're the only girl that I need, 'cause you're more beautiful than I am. Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 0741116839 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Wow, there we go. Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and he's looking forward to meeting you there, and so are we as well, all of the hosts. Hosts of the shows on the Mike Spirit FM network are Monday evening Jeanette Coombe, Tuesday evening Nick Humphries, brain's got a kick in here. We have on Wednesday evening Jerry Humphries, on Thursday evening my very fair self, Sarah May, on Friday Grant Collier, on Saturday we've got Circle of Mediums with a fantastic Julie Sock, and then I've missed one out. Who have I missed out? I know he's in the background thinking, it's Mike Davis, and he is on a Sunday. But his show's slightly earlier. He's got the 8 till 10 slot. The rest of us are from 9 o'clock onwards. So do come in and join in with all the shows, okay? If you don't want to get in contact with me, if you're in the chat room, if you're listening, wherever you are, best way to contact me is via Facebook, Medium Sarah May, S-A-R-A-H-M-A-Y. Okay, and you can connect with me there. I get a lot of my contacts come in via Facebook. I'm also on Skype, Sarah May Psychic, or Twitter, although I'm not much of a Twitterer, is May May Sarah May on Twitter. Okay, so there we go. Right, well, the last chakra we had was green, which is the heart chakra. And I'd like to say we've got a lovely lady on the line by the name of Diana. Are you there, Diana?
Yes, I am. Thank you. I love the love chakra.
Darling. It's so nice to hear a voice. Because obviously you're doing the radio, you're just talking to yourself, really. I have done television, and at least for telly, you've got all your producers there, and you can see the screens, you can see yourself. I've got to tell you, Diane, it's much, much more difficult to do radio than it is television, because you're talking to, you don't even know who you're talking to, so it's quite strange. But I'm glad you've called in, and you've got the green chakra there, so... Let's have a look and see what's going on with you, sweetheart. Let me just give you a quick scan. I've got an energy going up around the back of my neck and the top of my shoulders when I connect in with you, sweetheart. So am I presuming that you're spiritual yourself?
Now, what was that?
I've got an energy around the back of my neck, the top of my shoulders. It's almost like a buzzing energy, and it feels like a spiritual energy. And it's either you, who is spiritual, or it's somebody from the spirit world that comes in there with you. Do you understand this?
I think my throat chakra was the last one to open. Yes, but I'm definitely open. I consider myself at fifth density.
Lovely. Okay. But to me, the throat chakra is running down the front of your body. This is coming around the back, around the top, sort of by your neck, the back of your head. That is quite a psychic area. And that's where the energy is coming in with you. Okay.
Oh, okay. I had a little bit of a sinus back. Yeah, headache. Yeah.
It's more of a psychic energy. It's not, I don't feel it's health. I feel it's more of a psychic energy. Okay, so what I want you to do with me is breathe in the colour green, down to the back of your nose, down through to your stomach, and blow it out colour white. Right, I've got quite a big psychic connection with you, Diane. It's almost like a big energy with you, okay? So I do feel like you've got a guide that works very closely with you. Are you aware of this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I work with angels and guides and people on the other side, yes.
Yeah, I thought so, but I didn't get somebody from the other side. I felt like I got a guide there, almost like coming into your energy and working with you, almost like we could work together, and I just saw this guide. Okay. I do see mountains. They're showing me mountains. So are these relevant around the guide that works with you, or are they relevant around you or family?
Well, no, not my family. That's what I've been doing. I've been light working on the road through the mountains of California for a year.
That's why I could see
and I went through Arizona before that. I was in Sedona for 11/11. That was the beginning of my journey of following my calling.
Yes. Yeah, lovely. Okay, she got a lovely energy. Somebody in the spirit world is telling me that they had something wrong with their cheekbone and teeth, or somebody here has got something wrong with the cheekbone and teeth. Did somebody fall and almost like bruise themselves and damage their teeth?
Did you say teeth?
Yes.
Well, that would be me. I've got chipped teeth, and it wasn't from falling. I just, there came a time when I ate carrots, my teeth would break, so I can't eat carrots unless I cook them now. Yeah, I have two chipped teeth.
So I'm looking with the teeth with you. Who was it that fell? Did anybody in the spirit world fall over?
There was also a time in my life where I took some falls, and maybe one of the teeth that I lost happened from a fall. That could be true. But, yes, there were people from the spirit world in my family that fell. My grandfather fell off a ladder and died. My mother would fall down a lot because of her blood pressure medicine.
Okay, so I just feel that I bruised my cheek and I damaged my teeth at the same time. So that could have been your granddad, if you had such a heavy fall. That's the feeling that I'm getting around this person. I want to give you the name Peter, Diane. Who's Peter?
Oh, that's one name I don't know. I'll have to write that down.
Write it down. Is it a middle name of anybody? Peter or Peter?
I don't know. You know, I really only know my dad's family tree. I don't know what I'm wanting to know is my grandmother's family tree, because they did have some psychics in that family. And I haven't gotten the information yet. So if I will definitely write Peter down, because I'm sure it will come up later on.
It could be Peters, P-E-T-E-R-S. I feel like I want to put an S on the end of it. So it's either Peter, as in the first name, and then an S in the middle name, or it's the surname Peters. Or Peters is relevant around you, and you will know about this. Okay. I'm shown a house with lots of wind chimes. You know, when you hear the wind chimes, and it's really nice and almost very calming. Where's the white house where I can see wind chimes, and I can see one of the wind chimes is a butterfly?
That could be the cabin on Lake Wawasee, Indiana.
Yeah,
it's my brother's.
Like it felt like it was a porch, you know, like the American porch.
Yeah, they
have a pool. Okay, because they just show me these wind chimes, and I just get a sense that you'll be connecting with him. Are you seeing him in February, sweetheart? Are you talking about seeing him in February?
Well, I've been light working on the road. I don't know where I'm going to show up next. I'm in California, though. The house that I thought you were talking about is in Indiana. It was on family land. But before I could talk to you, I said, I would like for someone to tell me where I'm going to be in the house next, living next. So they must have showed you that I will be in a house that has wind chimes, huh?
More than likely. But I do see the mountains as well, sweetheart. I feel very drawn to that kind of area with you. Whether it's in California, I don't know. My sense is that it actually isn't California, to be perfectly honest with you. I feel like it's somewhere, I mean, I don't know, California to me is probably, very upbeat kind of place, or somewhere where everybody wants to be. This I feel is, I can smell pine trees, so I'm near pine trees, I'm quite foresty around this feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm either linking with your brother or I'm linking with where you're going to go. But I can see pine trees and I can see the word pine, something to do with pine wood or pine. But I can smell and see pine trees as well. And I do feel very drawn towards the trees and the mountains with you. And I feel like I feel happy and settled there, okay? I do see a porch.
Oh.
I do see lots of wind chimes on the porch. I feel peace and I feel cool, very cool there. It won't be, you know, it won't be warm, but I just feel there's drafts and winds coming in. Do you understand? So it's a nice, comfortable place to live. And it's not drafts and winds through, you know, with the air conditioning. It's actually coming in. All right. It feels really lovely, actually. Really lovely. I don't think you're quite ready yet, though. I think you're working towards it. I can see a red car. Who's got the red car or a red truck?
Well, again, I haven't met who I'm going to be meeting up with, but I will definitely write down red car, red truck.
Red truck.
Because I don't know that person yet. That you know, it's like I'm supposed to be meeting someone that will be a spiritual family, someone that will help me get my books written and stuff, because it's getting way cold out here, and I'm living in a car. But I've done all my meditation and all my light working, and I know it's coming. So you're describing what I asked them to describe. So I need to look out for someone in a red car or a red truck. Okay, and the name Peters. You might have described Mount Shasta. You might have really just described Mount Shasta, because I do think I will be going back there.
Is that anywhere to do with Canada? Or anything to do with Canada? Because I've just seen a maple leaf.
Well, the only person I know that lives near Canada is in northern Idaho, and Canada was like a 3 or 4 hour drive from where they live. And they are in the mountains also.
I feel very drawn to the area, Diana. very daunting. I've got maple leaf. I feel like I've got pine trees. I'm in mountains. I feel like it's fresh. It's very clean. It's very earthy. It's not, you know, some of these areas can be plastic is what I want to say. Man-made. Yeah. It isn't man-made. It's very natural. It's very natural. And I know you're saying you're living in your car, but I get a sense that you will travel and travel and travel until you really feel the need to stop. I don't think you're there yet, sweetheart. I really don't.
Oh, I'm there. Every night I tell them, I'm living in my house. I have a room. I've got a desk with a computer. There's a fireplace. I have a bathtub. I have every night. Does anybody hear me now? No, it's not my wish to be in the car this cold because I'm starting to get sick.
I know, but
so I am believing that what you described to me is what I'm believing in. So it's just needing the person who's going to be the person who's going to help me. Because that's also my journey of teaching people service and running into someone from the past life who's going to help me. And then once I get my books and my CDs and do my readings and stuff, I'll be fine. My computer was stolen, so that was a big setback too. So I'm just on phone now, but I go to the library for computers. So I do believe you're describing to me what I have known is going to happen. Yes, I just don't know where the person is.
But I've seen a porch, sweetheart, and a porch is a home. That's a home. It's a solid home. It's nothing that's moving. Do you understand? I do feel Canada. I feel very drawn to that country with you. I can smell the pine trees. I feel it's very relevant with you. I do want to give you the month of February as well, darling. It's been very relevant with you. Could be passings around you or it could be birthdays. But I do feel that February is also going to be a turning point for you as well, quite a big turning point for you.
Wonderful. Well, I'm ready. I know I've done my work for sure. Northern Idaho is the closest one I know to Canada. But Mount Shasta, they both have big pine trees, Northern Idaho and Mount Shasta. I've never been to Canada, but I've been close. I drove all the way to where I was only like a half hour from the entrance.
Well, my feeling was that the red truck had a maple leaf on it, so I think the connection of the new person coming in will be Canadian.
I did meet one Canadian person while I was in Northern Idaho, and I must talk to my friend about just did he ever come back to Sandpoint, because he did drive in from Canada to come to meetings, health meetings. Is it possible?
Who's Mitch? Around you, Diana?
Oh, I don't know. I
could you
check
that? Mitch, M-I-T-C-H.
Well, my last name
soon.
Is McClintic.
Oh, it sounds very much like that then. But no, I feel coming in very soon. They're telling me very soon. And I know when I say very soon, it does happen quickly. Because people have left me from readings and things have happened within hours. So I'm not saying it's going to happen within hours with you, but they're just telling me, Mitch, coming in very soon. So could you just watch out for that, sweetheart? And
I
wish you love. Well, I wish you a lot of love and a lot of luck, and I really appreciate you calling into the show.
Well, okay, I hope that someday I'm doing a show with you. I hope that someday I'm going to do a show with you because you have given me some great advice. Peter's Mitch and Red Truck. And I felt the spirit confirmation very strongly.
Oh,
thank you so much.
I had such a lovely connection with you because I felt your guide really protecting you and really looking after you, almost like you were the guide. Do you understand? You've got so much protection around you and you really are looked after and very safe.
Oh, yeah. Like the other day I said, well, you know, I'm a diabetic, so I haven't mastered that yet of healing myself. It's genetic. I said, well, I'm almost out of my medicine. When it's gone, I guess I'm coming home to be with you all. Well, guess what? I found 3 more bottles.
Yeah, they do this.
So they
say,
no, it is a time, and you still have a long time now before you have to totally be healed. You know, I'm looking forward to that being the one thing that because I have healed myself from many, many things over this year. But the diabetes hasn't left yet. And I am so looking forward to that being healed. Thank you so much.
I think you've got spirit, a lovely heart.
Okay.
You're a very robust lady. I know you're struggling, but I know you're strong too.
Yeah, Because I've made it to 5D, even when I'm rejected, I just get stronger. They can't stop me now.
That's the spiritual nature.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, darling. Lovely to talk to you. All the best to you.
Thank you.
Darling. Thank you. That was a lovely Diana. Oh, lovely lady. Okay. Right. Shall we go to our fifth chakra? And we have pale blue, which is throat chakra. Now, that's all about communication. And with that, we have Mr. Blue Sky.
Oh, Well, there was a little bit of extra there. I wasn't at the end of that song. I thought it had finished. And, there I was, ready to talk again, but I did stop myself. Okay, I do believe we have caller 314. Are you there, 314?
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Missy.
Hello, Missy, darling. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I was wondering if
I could connect with Spirit.
I will connect with Spirit for you, sweetheart. But first of all, we're just going to look at the pale blue, okay? And we'll bring Spirit in that way. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Yeah? It's a very bad line. I think you said yes.
Yes.
You did? It's mm-hmm. like a gruffly noise whenever you're speaking. Okay, darling.
Sorry, I'm sick.
You're poorly, I thought you were. Let's just look and see where we're going. This pale blue is quite relevant with you because you must have problems with your throat at the moment.
Yes.
Yeah, and the pale blue is about your throat chakra. Okay, so what we'll do, if you can, sweetheart, if you could just breathe down quickly the colour pale blue down to your tummy and blow it out white. Okay. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Good. Okay, I'm hoping that's going to help you along your way with your healing. Right, let's have a look and see what we've got with you. I feel this is somebody in the spirit world, and I feel like there's something wrong with my eyes. My eyes are really sore. Okay. Is there somebody that passed that was rubbing their eyes quite a lot before they passed and they had sore eyes? I feel like I've got a gentleman with me here, darling.
Maybe.
Okay, so that's the first thing they're making me aware of, rubbing the eyes. Have I got Dad here, darling? Because I do get the word Dad. I don't know whether you called your dad or Pop or whatever you called him. I've got
Papa,
yeah?
Or Grandpa.
Papa, so it's Pop. So it's your Grandpa.
It's my Grandpa.
Okay, Grandpa, let's have a look and see what you have to say. He brings me the month of June towards you, so is June relevant with him or you, sweetheart?
My dad was born in June.
Oh, so is this your dad's dad?
I think it might be.
Yeah.
Because
I got the dad, you see, I got the word dad, so I'm presuming, is your dad in spirit or is he here?
No, my dad's here.
That's okay.
All my grandpas are passed away.
Your grandpas are passed away. He just gives me, obviously, dad's birthday so that we know which grandpa we've got here. Have you got to sign something? I've got a dotted line and I feel like I've got something to sign.
I'm not sure.
He showed me a piece of paper, it's black and white, and I just feel like I've got a signature to put on the bottom of it. Wait and see if maybe in the next 2 or 3 weeks. He's just showing me some sort of contract or something around you. Because when I see black and white and I see the paperwork like that, it looks like a contract and it's something to sign. Okay. And he's just telling me about that. Okay. Who's got 1 foot bigger than the other? Because I can see two different sized shoes.
I do.
Sorry about that. Telling me? I just saw a bigger shoe and a smaller shoe, and I just knew that somebody has to go, and it's awkward to get the shoes. Okay. So just telling me about that. I do feel I've got two here. I've got one that is quite a serious type, okay, and wouldn't bust a muscle to smile. And I've got one that grins, like, you know, really grins and really happy and really cheeky. Okay. And this is the two different personalities that I feel that I'm bringing through. One of them is showing me a hat as well. They're talking about a hat. Okay. So did one of your grandpas wear a hat, darling?
I didn't meet one of them.
Okay. Well, maybe ask the family then, because they're just telling me about this hat. They're talking about a Tony. Who's Tony?
There's no Tony, but there's an Anthony, like a middle name Anthony. That's family
the
name.
Anthony then, because I'd shortened it. So they just take that link as well. I also want to give you the name James as well, Missy. Who's James or Jim?
There's no James or Jim.
Okay, just take the name and have a think about it, because they're giving that to you. I feel like I'm sort of cousins or on the sidelines or friends. I don't feel like I'm directly up with family there, as in parents and grandparents. I feel like they're on the sidelines. Okay. They're telling me that somebody lives a couple of streets away from you. So do you live locally to somebody in the family?
Kind of, yes, by my grandma.
Your grandma, because they're just telling me a couple of streets. But I feel like it's behind you. I don't know why. I feel like I want to walk behind you to go to this person. Okay. Right, okay. Is this Dot or Dorothy around you?
Dorothy?
Dorothy or Dot? Neighbours? Dorothy or Dot? Could be neighbours.
I have a Dorothy that passed away.
Oh, okay, darling. Is this a family member, or is this like, as I say, a friend or a neighbour?
She was like a caregiver that was very close to our family.
You cared for her, did you?
Yes.
Ah, oh, that's why. Because I felt like, you know, neighbours, their homes. So I'm presuming you went into her. I'm not saying she's a neighbour, but I'm presuming that you went into her home, did you?
Yes.
Okay. She's showing me blue slippers. I don't know if you remember blue slippers, but she's showing me blue slippers. And she's also showing me what I'd like to call boiled sweets, almost like hard fruity sweets. So I don't know whether she gave us these or whether these were in our home, but she's just showing me fruity hard boiled sweets. Okay. Don't know why, but that's probably just a memory link with her. Okay. I also feel there's somebody around you that teases you quite a lot. So have you got a guy around you that teases you, sweetheart?
A guy around me?
I'm teasing you. Like I'm goading you and I'm teasing you so that you react.
Do I have someone like that around me right now?
Yeah.
I think maybe.
Yeah. Who's Paul?
I don't have a Paul.
Paul. Well, take the name Paul anyway, because I just saw that name and I was just very connected with it. But I just feel like somebody's teasing you, and it's almost like they're trying to get a reaction from you. Okay. And I don't know whether you've closed off a little bit. Do you understand this, Missy?
I don't know if I'm closed off, but I'm definitely in a sense of humor.
Okay. Is this a relationship, sweetheart? Because my feeling is that this is something that's growing. This is something that's going to get stronger around you.
Maybe.
Yeah? And I think this is maybe what you wanted to know, and this is what I'm presuming anyway, because this is about your throat chakra and your communication. And I feel like this communication is going to get stronger, okay, more fluent. The teasing may get a little less, because you'll start communicating and talking and opening up and breaking down barriers. Okay. I also get a February link or a February birthday or a February passing around you as well.
I think, yes, my uncle passed in February.
Right, okay, sweetheart. Was he physically sick? Because I feel queasy and nauseous with this gentleman.
Yes.
And he's just telling me I was sick, as in physically sick. Okay.
Yes.
And he's telling me that he's all around you. And I feel quite close to you with this uncle for some reason, darling. I feel like I've got like a daddy link with him. Do you know what I mean? Or he wants to be close to you. Because I feel like
my dad. I know he's trying to get through to me. And like I'm not like, I guess I wasn't very close to him. He's my dad's brother, but I mean, like, I was close to him, like, as an uncle, but I know he's, like, trying. I just don't know, understand the signs that he shows, like, when he's around.
Okay, just to say, I'm here, I love you, I'm here. I almost like there's knocking. I can hear knocking. You know, like a knocking noise and a door opening. A strong presence this is. We often get sort of gentle smells and little tap and a tickle, but this is almost like a knocking. And it's not because anybody's angry. They're just saying, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to let you know that they're there and really, really want to be close to you. And I feel like he's showing me this contract and he's saying something about movement and change around you that is well needed. You know, it's well needed. And he's almost like telling me that you need a pocket of money or you need some money to enable you to make change. Do you understand? And I just feel you're going back a couple of streets. I don't know why, but I know you've got a connection back a couple of streets with a family member, a grandma, but I feel like you're going nearer that way, okay? I do want to connect with this Jim or this James around you as well, so I don't know whether I'm giving you a Jim or a James, but I do want to connect around that name with you, and I feel that will come in for you, okay? I do feel like once you sign paperwork, things will change really quickly for you as well. And if you don't know what this is, you will know what it is, okay? Because I just feel communication and movement, and I feel this guy getting closer to you as well. So I feel quite, you know, that everything's almost like going to gel together for you, and you've been wanting this for 3 years. They're giving me 3 years where there's been an area of almost like feeling like you're in the desert and a little bit lost. Do you understand this, sweetheart?
Yes. Are you saying that the boy I do like, though, does live in my neighborhood, which is kind of funny.
Aha, does he live behind you?
Yes, that's really funny you said that.
There we go, I did say that.
I wasn't even thinking about that. I forgot he was in the neighborhood.
Well, we often don't, and Spirit gives us information. And the beauty of these shows is you can listen back. So what you didn't connect with, you will probably listen to and think, I know exactly what she means now. Okay, as I always get people to write readings down when I do them for them or take them so that they can revisit them, but you don't need to because the archives are there. This guy is behind you and you're going that way. There's a contract to be signed and there will be a closeness between the two of you. And this uncle really wants this to happen. Okay, and just say hello to him and he'll find ways of coming to you which will be easier for you to understand. But I feel like he's more like Dad. I'm more like Dad, and I love you very much, and I didn't want to leave you. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mrs. Sweetheart, thank you so much for calling into the show. I've got another couple of chakras to do, and I think I'll just have enough time for that. But please do listen back to your reading, and thank you for calling into the Sarah May show. Okay, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. There we go, the lovely Missy. We are now moving over to the indigo chakra and we have Blue Moon.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
There we go. Okay, we do have another caller on the line, and we're looking at the indigo blue here with blue moon. Danga danga dinga donga dong, shawaddy waddy. And we have area code 512. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking to?
Hi, Sarah, this is Paige.
Hello, Paige, my darling. You said you were going to call in, so it's lovely to hear from you.
You know
how
what happened? I was on my cell phone, and I got knocked off about three times, and I said, oh, gee, I'll never get in today.
The power of three.
Yes.
Well, you're in, sweetheart, and it's lovely to hear your voice.
Thank you.
We're working with Indigo Blue with you, Paige, which is obviously the house of, you know, where your forehead is, where a lot of your spiritual work is connected, okay?
Yes.
But a lot of thinking going on in there as well. And I just wonder if there's been a lot of undue worry around you, because I feel I'm worrying for the sake of worrying. Do you understand, sweetheart?
Yes, I do understand. It's true.
Okay. Let's just bring that blue down then. And just, if you imagine the indigo blue behind the back of your nose, breathe it right the way down to your stomach. Indigo blue going right the way down to your stomach, and blow it out with a powerful white. Reason why I said blow it out with a powerful white is because I felt like you need to talk to somebody, and you need to do it quickly.
Okay.
Because you've been putting it off. Okay. There's been a lack of communication. I feel like there's been a distance. I feel like this person is out of state and not connected closely to you. And
yes.
I feel like there needs to be conversation. Okay. I do want to give you the name Robert or Rob. I don't know if this is relevant around you, sweetheart. But please take that name and bank it there in your memory.
What is the name?
Robert or Rob.
Okay.
Understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So please take that name. I do want to give you a September link as well, so I feel like important birthdays or important time around about the September time with you.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I feel like I've got a gentleman very close to me. I feel like that I love you very much indeed. I'm a gentleman. Okay, darling.
I have a cousin that passed. His birthday would have been September, yes.
Yeah. Was he gentle and did he have a soft voice?
Yes.
I think he's lovely. So lovely. What a great loss to this world, because I feel like he was quite spiritual as well. Okay.
Yes, he was.
And you could communicate and you could talk to him really easily, and I feel like you've seen him. He's telling me that you've seen him.
Oh wow. Okay.
It could have been in your head, you know, like with our clairvoyance.
Yes.
In your
yes.
head. He also talks about the month of May as well. He's telling me about the month of May around you as well, sweetheart. And
I have a son born in May, okay.
Yeah. Who's Michael as well, Paige? Michael?
Oh, geez. I can't think.
Okay.
I know a mic. I do know a mic. We have some mics in the family, yeah.
Okay, just take those as evidential links as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how you've come in on that indigo chakra, because I know your nickname in a site that we work on is Lady Navy, isn't it?
Yes.
Spooky how you've come in on that indigo chakra. And this site is Spiritus Online, everybody, which is a great site if anybody wants to get in with that. It's Julie Sock. Okay. I want to give you a Scottish connection page. So I don't know whether somebody's talking about coming over to Scotland or connections with Scotland in England or in Europe.
I think it's a guide.
Ah, okay. So just take that Scottish connection and you do understand what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I think what you need to hear from me is there's going to be communication from somebody that there was a separation from, okay?
I know exactly who it is, yes.
You understand, sweetheart. It should have connected in November and it didn't happen. There was
correct.
I don't know why it didn't happen in November, but it is coming in. It isn't forgotten. And that's what I need to tell you, sweetheart. It's really important for you to know that. Do you understand? Not forgotten. It hasn't lost. It isn't lost.
Okay, so it's not for me to make the connection. It's for me to wait for the connection.
No, I think you should make the connection. That was the whole, what I was saying to you. You need to talk. It's got to come out. You've been worry, and holding on to something that you need to release, but it's got to be directly with that person.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, it's got to be directly with that person. Do you understand, sweetheart?
Yes, I do.
There we go. Anything you want to ask me quickly, darling, because I've got my final chakra to do and fit in.
I know it. My financial situation, when is that going to resolve itself? I am just a mess.
You're tied. For some reason, you're tied. It's almost like you can't, something, there's lots of blocks around you. And I
yes.
don't know if it's because you've got young people around you that you're having to pay for them.
Yes.
My feeling is that as they grow older and they become more independent, this is when it's going to free you up. But they'll do it a lot quicker than you think. They will do it a lot quicker than you think. But there are options out there for you as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's options around this kind of work as well, Paige.
Yes, I understand. Mm-hmm.
This is something that you could do quite easily. You've got such a natural gift, but you're reluctant.
Thank you.
You're so reluctant.
Yes, I have been. I have been, yes.
It's stubborn. It's almost like, nope, I'm not going to. But I just feel there'll come a day where it will just free flow. And if you like, darling, you can have a practice on me.
Okay, I'll do that next time.
We'll do a swap, okay. I'm going to have to let you go, my darling.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Happy holidays. Thank you so much.
And
blessings to you.
Thank you. Lots of love.
Bye.
Bye, darling.
Love. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm just hoping we've got time for the next song and the caller. So we're going to quickly go to our final song, which is Purple Rain.
Yeah.
incredible teamwork. Me and Mr. P working together, we faded the song out so that we can get the last caller in, which is caller 678. Are you there?
Hey, yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call. That's my favorite color, purple.
Is it, my darling? I bet you everybody's got the colors that they needed to have. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Wanda.
Wanda. Okay, Wanda. Let's have a quick look at you and see where we're going with you, darling. Okay. Obviously, purple is a highly spiritual color. Okay. Opens you up spiritually. It's also the color of protection. I always put a purple cloak around me for protection when I work spiritually as well. So it's a lovely colour to have. And I get a sense you've got amethyst around you as well. I do feel like you're quite spiritual, sweetheart. And I can just see amethyst or crystals around you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. I've got a lady with me in the spirit world who had chest problems.
Yes, that was my mother.
Mother. Okay, very quickly, before we bring Mom in, let's just bring that purple down from the back of your nose. Breathe it down, down to your stomach, and stop and bring it back up. Blow out the color white. Are you there, darling?
I am.
Ooh, I felt a lot of peace with that when you did that. I felt like you needed to do that. Okay, to bring in peace around you, because Mom tells me there's been a lot of anxiety around you, darling.
Yes.
Yeah, you hide it well. You do hide it well. You've got a public face, okay, so nobody can see. But I do feel tears hidden behind. Got a few tears around you, and it's almost like she's wrapping her arms around you just to say, I love you. Okay, she tells me that there was a shawl that she wore. Okay, did she wear a cream crocheted shawl or was there a scarf of some sort that she wore?
I don't remember that, but I'll check into that.
Yeah, could you? I don't know whether this was before she passed or it was a blanket or something that was around her, but she's just telling me about that. She tells me that she's with you. Where am I now? I'm giving you 2 months, June and July. I don't know why I'm giving you June and July. Are these relevant months with you?
Yeah, July she passed away and June was my birthday.
So almost like June comes and it's I'm not looking forward to July. Okay, and it's like I just want to write those 2 months off. But she's telling me there's changes coming in around you, sweetheart, whereby almost like something's going to be cleared away. All these troubles are in front of you that you're worried about. Almost like I've got a tablecloth and I'm pulling the table, everything off the table and saying, clear it away, fresh start and new beginnings around you. Okay. And it's coming the way that you want it to come. Okay. You will get what you want. It's almost like you've been frustrated and you're tearful and there's been problems around people who've been causing trouble.
Yes.
Put one side. Okay, Wanda.
Yes.
Okay, my darling. Now listen, I'm so sorry. We're up to the end of the show. I'd like to thank you so much for calling in. Please do call back next week if you can, darling. Okay.
I will.
And listen
thank
back
you.
Your reading, but please take Mum's love and mine as well, darling. Big hugs. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll look for time. Okay, my darling. I'd like to say thank you all for listening. Stay safe, stay happy, and I surround you with rainbows. Lots of love.
Thanks for listening to the show. Sarah is available on Facebook. Just search Medium Sarah May, or you're welcome to follow on Twitter @MaySarahMay. To book your personal one-to-one reading with Sarah May, visit her website at www.sarahmaypsychic.com or simply email maysarah58@googlemail.com or add her to Skype, Sarah May Psychic. Until next week, remember to live, love and laugh, and take good care.